Hello.
Hello.
Hi, is this Kathleen?
Yes, Francis speaking.
Yes, I'm calling for Joseph Gosnell from Family First Home Care in regards to getting him on the waiver program.
Hi, how are you?
Good. So we just wanted to follow up with him because we have been trying to call him. We just want to make sure he's okay and if he wants to continue that process with us.
Yeah, he does want to continue. We were just waiting for you guys to call us.
Okay, so we have the number 484-335-5579 on file, but we haven't been able to reach him with that number.
You guys haven't been able to reach him?
No.
Yeah, that's the thing. I'm all the way, he's on Hawk Street and I'm all the way in Oak Brook. So I'm going to have to just, you need to get a hold of him basically to have somebody come out, right, to do the evaluation.
I'm sorry, what did you say?
I said you have to have somebody come out to do the evaluation, correct?
Well, it's not us. It's basically he's going through the process. The first step is having the independent enrollment broker come out and give him an assessment, but we're just the agency that told him about it and walking him through that process. Do
Okay,
you
so
know
what
if
do you
they
need
are
from
coming
him?
out?
That's what I'm saying. I don't know. That's how do we get that? How do we do that? I thought that's what I was, that's who I called. You guys said you would take care of all that.
Well, we can't take care of it if we can't get in touch with the patient. Right now, the last conversation we had with him was transferring him over to the independent enrollment broker to get scheduled, but we haven't been able to have contact. That's why we're calling you today.
Okay.
So
All right.
if you could give him our number, my direct line and extension, so we can take
All
care
right,
of this.
just give me 1 second. So what you need him to, you need to talk to him to, for somebody to come out to set a date. Is that what you're saying?
I'm saying is what we're my job is to walk him through the process. The first step is having the independent enrollment broker come out and give him an assessment.
Yeah, okay. That's what I'm telling you. I'm his daughter. Stop it! No, not now. Right now, I would, you would just make the appointment with me. Because I'm basically like, that's why he had given you permission to speak to me because he's really not good with any of that. That's why I really did everything last time. Like, I made all the appointments and stuff like that.
Okay.
I mean, I can call him on three-way if you want me to.
Yeah, we could try that.
Okay, hold on 1 second. Let me just get his number. Guys, I need you guys to be quiet for a couple minutes and I have to get a hold of
No
Pop
worries.
Up and this is really. Can you do me a
Okay,
favor,
so
Liz? I just have to order toilet paper, toilet paper and wipes, and that's it. That's all I'm ordering, and laundry soap. I have to. Who is it? Hold on 1 sec. Hold on 1 second, man. I'm sorry. Just give me a second. All right. Let me. That's good. I don't. What number do you guys, did you say you have on file for him?
The number would be 484-335.
I can't hear him. Hold on 1 second. I'm sorry. This is why you say what to call. Good. Thank goodness. This is, and I need you guys to be quiet. I'm sorry, ma'am. What was it?
484-335-5579.
Let me just make sure that, okay, I'm going to try to add the call. Okay.
Hello.
Are you there?
Yes, hello? I'm here.
Yeah, I think I got the same thing you did, you guys. So it's still.
I can't hear you. What did you say?
Phone, so. Well, yeah, I guess he's going right to voicemail. Either he doesn't know his phone is off. This is why he needs me. This is why his hours need to get put back on again, because he has a girlfriend, but she comes periodically, and I'm usually there, like, Monday to Friday during the business hours. So what I'm going to do is, am I able to schedule the appointment for them to come out?
I can't hear you so well. So I heard a little bit of what you said from Ryan.
I said, am I able to schedule the appointment for them to come out?
So you can't do it for him. He has to be the one to request it. He may have done so already. I did transfer him over. I just need confirmation of that. So I guess we could try again tomorrow, but you could call with him over the phone. That's fine.
Okay, and what number do I have to call?
It's 877.
Uh-huh.
550.
550. This is my kid race my driveway for 550.
4227.
And this is the broker, correct?
Yeah.
And this is the one that's gonna call, and they're gonna come out and do the same thing they did last time and evaluate him to see how many hours they feel like he's in need of, correct?
Correct. Yeah.
Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, as everything went. Yes, I'm gonna continue to call him throughout the day to see if I can get a hold of him, because like I said, I'm not as close as I was before to him, like in travel wise.
Okay.
But
okay.
For some reason or another, if I have to have somebody take me there, I will, and then I will have him call them to make the appointment, hopefully by the end of today.
Okay.
And your
awesome.
Name again, honey? Again,
Shira.
I'm sorry.
It's Shira.
Shira?
Yeah.
Shira. And I'm sorry. And that the number I can get a hold of you is the number you called me from?
Yeah, extension 119.
I just, like I said, I'm sorry, my kid erased my word. 119. Okay.
Alrighty.
Okay, sure. Let me see if I can get a hold of him, and then whatever the outcome may be, by the end of the day, I'll be giving you a call back. Because
okay.
We have to get this
awesome.
Process started.
Yep. We'll get there. We'll do this together.
All right. Thank you, sweetie. Thank you.
Yep. Take care.
All right. Okay.